Can you talk a little bit about the tax aspect of real estate? And are there advantages in real estate investment relative to other kinds of investment from the point of view of taxation?
Some great benefits of property. One, depreciation. We all know that over time, well-selected properties increase in value. To the IRS, it's depreciating in value. So after you've paid all of your expenses and you've deducted, and let's just say on this $100,000 property, you end up with $2,500 cash. So, the IRS is going to tax me on this. Nope. Now comes depreciation. You get to assume that that property has actually decreased in value, and the IRS permits you to take a non-cash charge against your earnings and essentially, in many instances, wipe out any income taxes that you otherwise would have to pay on the income that the property produces. So it's one of the few investments that I know of where you can take money out of the property, put it in your pocket, and the IRS says, we're not going to tax it because we're going to assume that your property went down in value by $2,500. And so that's a wash for us. And isn't that nice of us? And you say, yes, that's really quite nice of you. Okay, now the second advantage, you know, we hear over and over how wonderful it is to build up your assets in a tax-free account, such as a 401k or an IRA or a 403b. I agree. But you can do the same thing with property without a 403b or a 401k. As I've just said, you get some protection against taxing your income through depreciation. But you also are protected against capital gains. If you buy this $100,000 property, and over 5 years through some selective renovations and some market appreciation, it's now worth $200,000. And you say, now I'm getting a little bolder. I think I'd like to move up to an 8-unit apartment complex. Well, you do not need to sell that property directly and pay a capital gains tax on it and lose part of your investable wealth. Through a Section 1031 exchange, you can trade that property for an 8-unit or a 12-unit. Now, I use the word trade cautiously because that's the way it is stated in the tax code. But the way a 1031 exchange accommodator and a special firm that's set up to deal with these handles the transaction is that it's simultaneous buying and selling. And so you're not really trading in your property to the owner of that 8-unit or 12-unit apartment complex. There's just a simultaneous selling and buying going on by the exchange accommodator so that you are able to keep your wealth working for you without sharing it with the IRS.
Now, looking back at all that you've been talking about here, it builds an extremely strong case for real estate investment, even at a time where the market popularly is seen as not in its best shape. Nevertheless,